Hello, and welcome to Prickly, a podcast from KJZZ's Politics Desk. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm political editor Ben Giles.
I'm Wayne Shutsky.
And I'm Cameron Sanchez.
With the 2024 election finally in our rearview mirror, we're going to take a look ahead to the 2025 Arizona legislative session, where lawmakers are probably going to spend a lot of time talking about the 2024 election.
That's right. Republican lawmakers are already making a lot of noise about changing Arizona's election laws to speed up vote counting after it took about 2 weeks for most counties across the state to finish tabulating ballots this year.
But isn't that how long it usually takes? This isn't out of the ordinary.
No, that is about right. The timeline this year was right in line with the historical norms we're used to seeing, even though election officials in most counties this year had to actually deal with a two-page ballot, which essentially meant they had to count twice as many pieces of paper as they did in other years.
So some counties were actually in some ways more efficient this year than they have in the past and still managed to do it in what is the normal time. So what's the problem here?
That's true. But for many people, and it's not just for Republicans, the fact that Arizona takes so much longer than other states do to get results is not acceptable. And especially because this is a swing state and the outcome of something like the presidential election could very well hang on Arizona again. And that's the point of view of Republican Senator J.D. Mesnard.
I mean, because President Trump won the Rust Belt states, they weren't waiting on Arizona. But had he not, and had the entire country been waiting on us, I suspect that Governor Hobbs would not have said there's no problem. I suspect if you polled the average voter, they think the idea that you don't know the result or that the result appears to be one way on election day and a week later a different result, 90% of people are going to say, yeah, that's not okay. They may not agree on what the solution is, but they would just say that's a problem.
So it does go beyond impatience, and it feeds into people's suspicions about election security. And when people aren't familiar with a process and don't understand why it takes so long to get our election results, they just see that there's all this extra time and uncertainty, which creates outrage when the results change. The main reason for the slow results is that most Arizonans vote by mail, and many drop off their ballots on election day. But those take days longer to tabulate, and they all have to go through a signature verification process. So Republicans suggest either moving up the drop-off date for the so-called late earlies, or requiring voters to drop off their ballots closer to election day if they're showing ID, and eliminate the need for signature verification.
The ID would eliminate the signature verification process that does take some time, but it seems like there is pretty uniform support among Republican lawmakers for this.
Yeah, we're hearing this from both chambers that they'd like to see these changes, and other Republicans like Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer have also called for similar reforms. And that's notable because folks like Richer and Maricopa County Supervisor Thomas Galvin, who's also backing the changes, have butted heads in recent years with the legislature over election-related conspiracy theories connected to those disproven claims that fraud affected the results of the 2020 and 2022 election. But Democrats, on the other hand, are very opposed to making any changes to early voting in Arizona. I spoke about that with Senator Priya Sundaresan, who will lead Senate Democrats next year.
My question is, why are we talking about this? Why are we trying to push up the voter deadline? Were there issues that were demonstrated in this year's election that call for this kind of action? I think, what is the problem here that is being tried, that is being attempted to be solved? Because I don't think we're seeing the kind of calls for, you know, changes to the election process due to any actual problems that happened during this election. It sounds like there is an impatience on the part of those who are making this proposal to simply speed up election counting. And if that is the case, then the second part of my response is that certainly what is being proposed is not the solution. It is a solution if you think that voter disenfranchisement is your actual goal.
Okay, so if that's not the solution, do Democrats have any alternative ideas?
They have a few. Sundaresan told me she prefers other solutions like expanding in-person early voting through the weekend before Election Day. Right now, that cuts off on the Friday before Election Day. She also supports allowing voters who are turning in those quote-unquote late early ballots to verify their identity at the polls using an ID instead of putting their ballot through the time-consuming signature verification process. And there's actually a new law going forward that will allow voters to do just that, but it's going to remain optional. What Sundaresan doesn't support is requiring those late early voters to use an ID to verify their identity, which is a key component of Mesnard's bill.
Making it mandatory removes the benefit of being able to drop your ballot off at the polling location without having to stand in line, right? That's what would lead to the longer lines and the decreased turnout. We want to keep those that accessibility that we currently have to make it so that voters who have kept their ballot till the last minute are able to drop it off quickly, easily, go on with the business of their day. Not everybody has an hour or two to stand in line and wait to turn in their ballots.
Despite losing seats in the legislature this election, Democrats have a wild card up their sleeve to block Mesnard's bill. Governor Katie Hobbs. She's already signaled she'd veto any attempt to change how or when voters can turn in their early ballots.
My line in the sand has been and will continue to be anything that makes it harder for Arizonans to vote is a no for me. And that includes the flexibility that we have with early voting.
Okay, so we're at a stalemate. Republicans control the legislature and they can pass whatever they want without any Democratic support, but Hobbs can veto all their ideas.
Yes, if Mesnard's bill can't get past Hobbs, however, Republicans have a workaround of their own, which is to refer the proposal to voters. And they use that tactic a lot over the past 2 years, sending 11 total measures to the 2024 ballot. And the success rate this year was mixed, but Republicans were able to force through a few key policy goals with voter support, including a broad border security measure that included a number of provisions that were previously vetoed by the governor. But Mesnard says the ballot referral route isn't ideal in this case because it wouldn't go before voters until 2026.
I would like to have it in effect for the next election. The only way that happens is if she signs a bill. Otherwise, you have to go through one more election this way, thankfully not a presidential cycle, but nevertheless another election before you can then have it fixed by the following presidential election, where I assume will also be a battleground state yet again.
Sundaresan says she's already hearing about the possibility that Republicans will send the matter to voters, which she doesn't think is a great solution to speed up tabulating, since some election officials said those 11 Republican referrals on those two-page ballots this year contributed to slower counting.
It's ironic because it's a chicken and egg. If you put more ballot referrals onto the ballot, you're going to lead to longer ballot counting times.
Despite Hobbs' comments, Mesnard is hopeful that his bill will get a chance, if for no other reason than he thinks it will prove popular with voters. And those same voters, Hobbs may need if she wants to win re-election in 2 years.
And in the meantime, we'll just, I mean, not that I like to place blame, but I had a lot of people like scolding me, why doesn't the legislature do something? I'm like, literally, I had the bill to do it 2 years ago that got vetoed. And they're like, oh, I didn't know. So I think there is going to be a certain amount of finger pointing so that people know the system we have now is in place because of who? I mean, so that they know essentially who to blame, I guess. Because I don't want to be blamed for something we legitimately tried to fix.
It could come down to electoral politics per usual. I know you two will be keeping an eye on this over the next few months to see how this bill and others fares at the state capitol in Phoenix. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Prickly Podcast from KJZZ's Politics Desk. Tune in to 91.5 to hear all of our coverage of the upcoming legislative session and all things politics. You can also follow us online at kjzz.org.
And please subscribe to the Prickly Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.